You'll get to meet all seven folks as the hour rolls along. We got a mandolin, a banjo, a couple guitars, a ukulele, a bass, and a fiddle. They are Smokestack Lightning.
All right. Have you guys? Standing on a corner with a nickel or a dime. There used to be a rail car that would take you down the line. Too much beer and whiskey to ever be employed. When I get to Nashville, it's too much soldier's joy. Wasted on the wayside, wasted on the way. If I ain't gone tomorrow, you know I'm gonna be. Back, baby, back in time. I wanna go back when you were mine. Oh, back, baby, back in time. I wanna go back when you were mine.
Black highway, all night ride, watching the time, following inside. Clear channel, way down low.
I was in Frisco with a brand new pair of shoes, but here I am in Nashville, Norman's Nashville Blues.
Come all you good time rounders, listen to my sound. Drink around to Nashville before they tear it down.
Back, baby, back in time. I wanna go back when you were mine. Back, baby, back in time, I wanna go back when you were mine.
Hard weather, driving slow, the buggies and the hats in town for the show. Oh darling, the songs they play are all I got left of the love we made.
Back, baby, back in time.
Smokestack Lightning. It's fun to have a group of people here. It's like being out at a neighborhood watering hole or at a folk festival or at a picking circle. To have seven musicians with us and more than seven instruments, too, I might add. Let's meet everybody. I'm going to ask you to just pull that mic out, and we're going to pass it around and get a chance, starting with David, to, I'll have you introduce yourself and maybe let us know. Well, I'll ask you a few questions.
I'm Dave McLaughlin. I'm the fiddle player. Smokestack Lightning has actually been performing for at least 10 years. It started out as on a grant from the University of Pittsburgh History Department to do three annual concerts about Western Pennsylvania music and labor history and such. And not all of the 20 people that participated in those are part of the existing band, but we're the survivors of the Smokestack.
Well, that's a great thing. And I know sometimes you play as the miniature stovetop stuffing? No, what is it? I know it's not that.
Stovepipe light.
Stovetop stuffing would you but, could you that could be merch that you
could indeed.
Send out.
Yeah, we bring a lot of different musical traditions to the group from many different places that we've all come from.
And David, you'll be playing fiddle. Any other instruments for you today?
I also play mandolin, but not today.
Okay, and I see a dobro there in the corner.
Yeah, that's mine, Steve Weber. I'm the most recent person to join this band, playing bass mostly, but dobro occasionally.
What's nice to meet you. How did you connect with these guys?
Well, I play with Phil, and Phil is a member of this band, has been forever, and I guess they thought they needed a bass player. I'm not sure what else there is to recommend me.
Well,
we figured six wasn't enough. We needed seven.
Yeah, right.
That's good to have a bass player,
yeah,
I
right.
think.
Exactly.
Well, welcome. It's good
Thank
to have you,
Larry. You
here. And Phil Smith is here, and good morning.
Good morning.
And this, I suspect, was your brainchild.
Not so. I was invited into the band by Nick Coles, who was on a dissertation committee in the history department with some of the people in the original history band. So I got to play one of those big 20-person concerts at the Belfield Annex, formerly the YMHA in Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, the band coalesced into this smaller group.
Yeah, it's really fun to listen to you guys play, and we'll have more songs, of course, coming up from them, but I wanted you to meet everybody. Phil's playing guitar. And next, the rose among all the thorns. Heidi.
I like the way you think.
Heidi is here. Well, I was thinking about that. You're symmetric. Today we have three gentlemen on either side of you. Not that I'm thinking gender exclusively, but your voice is different than the guys, right?
Right. And I think I think my main contribution is the go-to harmony singer and vocals, and I play banjo and ukulele.
And are you from Pittsburgh originally?
Mostly from Pittsburgh.
Well,
yeah.
Great.
Well, long enough that, yeah.
Long enough that you're from Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah.
That's like 40, 50 years usually it takes that long.
Yeah, I'm about that old. Not quite.
No, I didn't mean it that way.
No.
Square dance caller.
Yeah, and contra caller. Yeah. So come on down.
I should say I didn't mean that towards you at age or anything. It's just amazing in Pittsburgh. I've said this before. We've lived on our street for 25 years. There are people that still call us that new couple.
Right.
I don't think we'll ever live it down. Welcome and played guitar.
Hi, I'm Nick Coles, and actually I've been in Pittsburgh 36 years now, but it's not my hometown, as you might be able to tell.
Where are you from?
From the north of England.
What town?
Around Leeds. I grew up in Yorkshire.
Excellent. We actually have listeners in the UK, so you may have somebody
That's good to know.
Listening to you.
Yeah.
It's dinner time there, but you never know.
Or tea time.
I guess it would be. It's about, it is tea time there.
Yeah.
What brought you to Pittsburgh?
I'm an English professor at Pitt. I got a sweet job in the English department at Pitt, and that's where I met Phil, and he and I were playing guitar together, pretty soon, like 35 years ago, I think. So, yeah, so there's a lot of history.
See, Pitt's a fine university,
yeah.
And they want an English professor, they go to the source. They're going to go straight there.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, not an American English professor.
Good to meet you. Anyway.
Yeah, you too. Thanks. Playing banjo.
Banjo and guitar, fretless banjo and harmonica. My name's Tom Hoffman. I was in the smokestack as well. I got in because I played music for my daughter's second grade class, and her teacher was married to a guy who was also in the smokestack. And I would like to say that in some of those first things, there were more people on the stage than there were in the audience. But we had a great time.
Well, I'm just going to interject, and there's things I could say about each of you. It's hard with so many people, but Tom's been fighting the good fight on issues of social justice for such a long time. Thank you for doing that. Tom's really been out, speaking out, for a long, long time. And finally.
I'm William Cohen. So I play guitar and mandolin and sometimes slide guitar. And once in a great while, Steve will let me pick up his bass and fill in when he's doing slide guitar. So
Great. And together the group is Smokestack Lightning. You can just put that right down on the table. We're passing a microphone around there. That's good. And they've got a number of additional tunes to do. We'll make sure you know them. What was, Phil, the song you opened up with?
It's called Back in Time. It's a song by Gillian Welch.
And what's next?
What's next is a song by William Cohen, who you just talked to, called We'll Just Complain. And this, I suppose, is part of the, I don't know, the social justice mission. But William should introduce this.
Yeah, We'll Just Complain.
Yeah, so I wrote this a couple years back. There was a, you might remember, there was a point where the U.S. Senate voted as to whether climate change was real or not. And they agreed it was. And around the same time, George Will wrote a column where he basically said, if you're worried about climate change, you should really study your history because, you know, climate change has been around for a long time. There were Vikings in Greenland, and it was climate change, and they died out. And, you know, Anasazi Indians in the Southwest died out because of climate change. And the Mayans, and it's like, goes on and on. So if you're worried about climate change, you should really study your history. And I thought that was, I kind of agreed with it because I kind of like the idea of studying history, but it seemed like a little bit of a downbeat message. So I tried to kind of make it a little bit more appealing, right, and a little bit more cheerful with the song. There was a Senate vote, and they all agreed. Climate change is no hoax, it's a reality. But the party split over what's to blame. If it was CO2 or just a doggone shame. If it's CO2, it can be real hard. You'll have to use weird light bulbs, drive a hybrid car. If it's cold at night, put a sweater on. And we'll all hate you if you leave your house lights on. But maybe climate change isn't down to you. And if it's just God's will, what are folks to do? If you wanna fight, wanna lend a hand, well, here's the GOP's own climate plan. We'll just complain.
We'll just complain
about the crazy weather.
Crazy weather.
This plan could work.
This plan could work.
We can work together.
Work together.
We'll just get wet.
We'll just get wet
when the waters rise. And if things keep getting worse, we'll all just die.
We'll all just die.
Always cheerful when you got a fiddle break. Yeah. There'll be droughts and fires where it never rains. If you're near the coast, you're gonna see some hurricanes. Hard rain will fall, but here's the plan. We'll just ignore it all as long as we can. We'll just complain.
We'll just complain
about the crazy weather.
Crazy weather.
This plan can work.
This plan
can
work.
We can work together.
Work together.
We'll just get wet.
We'll just get wet
when the waters rise. And if things keep getting worse, we'll all just die.
Gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it as soon you'll be drenched to the bone. Pretty soon this will not be a metaphor.
I guess I'm glad they don't write songs like this anymore.
We'll just complain.
We'll just complain
about the crazy weather.
Crazy weather.
This plan can work.
This plan
if
can
we
work.
Can work together.
Work together.
We'll just get wet.
We'll just get wet
when the waters rise. And if things keep getting worse, we'll all just die.
We'll all just die.
We'll just get wet.
We'll just get wet
when the waters rise. And if things keep getting worse, we'll all just die.
We'll all just die.
Satirically speaking, of course.
Yes, it's good to have the disclaimer. I was thinking William Cohen wrote that, and I was thinking if that were a big hit, because I could hear the Kingston Trio singing that, you know, or the Chad Mitchell Trio. Buffy St. Marie. You could use the pen name if you wanted a pseudonym, because it'd be a big hit. Everybody would be looking all over for you. You could call yourself George Won't instead of George Will. It'd be perfect. It would ask.
Hey, we got our money's worth.
Ah, and I see you've got a musician solidarity shirt on today for the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Glad to see that. Allegedly, they're heading back to bargaining.
Are they?
Yes, late next week, they're having an independent financial review, as well as some federal mediators, and hopefully, if you're not from the Pittsburgh area or not aware of it, our symphony went well. There is current contract dispute with the symphony union and the management of the symphony, and it's good to see you in solidarity. I was thinking about them a lot this morning with the kids we had in the hour before, who both were classically trained musicians, and thinking about how upset we would be as a city if our kids that love sports couldn't watch their teams, and those kids can't watch their teams right now.
I studied classical music when I was a kid, and you're exactly right. You know, there's something inspiring about, you know, being close to people that are just, you know, levels up, and hearing people, you know, really do things, you know, well, of professional caliber. Just like, you know, you're inspired by professional sports.
Yeah, forgive the non sequitur. Your shirt is what, it's your fault for wearing that shirt. It made me.
Take it off.
Got me all scattered.
The rest of this show, I will be performing.
We do what we do because we love to play music.
He's
full. We rarely get paid, or if we do get paid, we contribute to various benefits. But the symphony has to make a living doing what they do.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. For a lifetime of commitment that each of those musicians has made. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. Thanks for doing that. Smokestack Lightning is here with us, an ensemble of seven. The Dobro has made its appearance. So the next song, Tom, do you have a sense of what?
Yeah. The next song is Mole in the Ground.
Oh, okay.
And, okay. We're playing with microphones. That's why the pause. Anyway, it's a very old song. I'm way over 100 years. I think Dave found a published, in 1901?
It was first recorded in 1928, but it goes back way before then.
Yeah, it has a lot of verses. It's an old-timey song, Appalachian roots. And it's you know, about the mole root in the mountain down. And if you lived in the mountains without automobiles and roads, being able to root the mountain down might be nice if you want to visit your sweetie, or if you're in the Underground Railroad, it would be another dream to transport people from the south to the north. And we have a great banjo, old-timey banjo on this one.
Yeah, it's about patience.
There's a little boy out there who you're inoculating with folk music right now, which means he will be able to listen to folk music his whole life after this dose here. I'm guessing he's about two? Yeah.
So I'm playing this on an old-time fretless banjo with a like a real hide skin on it, and it's all made out of wood. It's made out by Sun Hearts Instruments.
This was when I told you I played for my daughter's school. This was one of my big hits. So.
And then mine, just a USA-made banjo.
Yeah.
Dame on fiddle.
Smokestack Lightning and Heidi and Tom singing beautifully together, harmony. I mentioned Dobro before, and I mentioned it early, before Steve Weber. He was actually had the Dobro, but I think it's going to show up in this next song. So if you were listening carefully for the Dobro, you didn't find it in that last song. Smokestack Lightning, the group. You guys playing anywhere out where folks can hear you?
We were at Biddle's Escape last night.
Okay, so make plans if...
No.
Well, if you have your time machine.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, if you had your DVR, you know.
Yeah.
I think we'll be there again.
We're planning to do a Valentine's concert there again this February.
Okay.
We'll do this smoky. And but our next smoky Valentine.
Our next gig is December 2nd. That's a Friday. And it's an annual benefit concert that we do at the Friends Meeting House with special guests. And we're raising money this time for the Greater Pittsburgh Literacy Council and the Pittsburgh Student Action Coalition. So it's a good time. We usually pack the meeting house and sort of make a joyful noise and make a lot of money for good causes. So
yeah, I know.
December 2nd.
Looking at your website, that you've done a number of fundraisers, which is terrific, to bring people together to hear music for a good cause. And you can learn more. I think it's simply smokestacklightning.com, right?
No E in the lightning.
Right. No E in the. Oh, it's not lightning.
Right.
Yeah. It's just lightning. Yeah. Is there ever an E? I guess there is if you're
well, the English
making
professor
shade.
Took it out.
The Facebook page is also probably has more stuff on the Facebook page.
There actually was something called smokestack lightning. When they would do a pour at the steel mills, the particles going up in the stack would generate a static electrical charge, and there would be electrical discharges between the smokestack and the cloud of smoke.
And the big artistic differences between the professor of English and the Pittsburgh idiom of smokestack lightning.
It's also a Howling Wolf song.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's.
I
think that's where Bernie got it from.
But if dawn were breaking and things were getting lighter, then it would be smokestack lightening.
Exactly. Or if you ordered the wrong shade of paint. If you ordered the wrong shade of paint and needed to add a little white to it.
You're exactly right.
You'd be lightening the paint or lightening one's load, as they say. I don't think I'm making any points whatsoever with Nick Coles.
So funny. Well said. Well said, Steve.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
No, nothing.
You can rebut.
Oh, no, the conflict was really over whether to sort of drop the E off the punctuation issue, drop the G off the end, rather, and end with with an apostrophe. We decided to stick with the G.
Is that done in England, the drop in the G's in favor of an apostrophe as a colloquial speech?
I'm not going to do it. No, I'm not going to do my East End or my Yorkshire accents. Let's do another song. What do you say?
You know, when you protest like that, it just makes us want it more.
We have a song about
lightning.
Yeah. There
we go. So what's next?
A song from England.
Ah.
And it's a song written by Richard Thompson about a famous motorcycle.
Ah.
It's called the 1952 Vincent Black Lightning. And just after World War II, a British motorcycle maker made stuff in his garage, and he made one of these great inventions that come out of individual hard work. It won the world speed record on the Utah Salt Flats in 1952. So this was the classic great bike to have, the 1952 Vincent Black Lightning. It's a song by Richard Thompson. He does this with one guitar. It takes us two guitars to get close to what he's able to accomplish.
Well, we should give credit to Red Molly, a wonderful group of three young women. And Abby, in particular, plays the dobro, and this is as well as I can do her arrangement.
Said Red Molly to James, that's a fine motorbike. A girl could feel special on any such light. Said James to Red Molly, my hat's off to you. That's a Vincent Black Lightning 1952. I've seen you at the corners and cafes, it seems. Red hair and black leather, my favorite color scheme. And he pulled her on behind and down to Box Hill they did ride. Said James to Red Molly, here's a ring for your right hand, and I'll tell you in earnest, I'm a dangerous man.
For I fought with the law since I was 17. I robbed many a man to get this fencing machine. But I'm 21 years and I might make 22. And I don't mind dying but for the love of you. And if fate should trip my stride, then I'll give you my Vincent to ride. Take it, Steve. Come down, Red Molly, called Sergeant McRae. They've taken young James 80 for armed robbery. Shotgun blast hit his chest, left nothing inside. Come down, Red Molly, to his dying bedside. She came to the hospital, there wasn't much left. He was running out of road, he was running out of breath. And he smiled to see her cry. Said, I'll give you my Vincent to ride. Said, James, in my opinion, there's nothing in this world beats a 52 Vincent and a red-headed girl. Them Nortons and Beezers and Triumphs won't do. They don't have a soul like a Vincent 52. He reached for her hand and he slipped her the keys. Said, I got no further use for these. I see angels on aerials in leather and chrome, swooping down from heaven to carry me. And he gave her one last kiss and died. And he gave her his Vincent to cry.
Beautifully done. That, wow. Phil, you've got a great voice. Carrying that song off and hearing the dobro part, that can't be easy to learn and do. And that was really, really, in fact, let's get a mic in front of you just for a minute, Steve. I'm just curious what it was like to try to, that's not easy to do.
It's scary.
Yeah.
You learn the value of frets. Because it's a
well, and a dobro is odd because
it's flat.
You're not. It's like it is a fretless instrument. The frets are beneath it as a guide, right?
Historically, the engineering part is Czechoslovakian, and the whole idea of playing this way is Hawaiian, and so that's a bit of a funny thing. And it's normally played sitting down. It's sometimes called lap slide, but the bluegrass folks figured out you could do this standing up, and so that's why it looks so funny sitting here with this, like an old-fashioned cigarette girl in a 1940s movie walking down the aisle of the train selling cigarettes with this tray in front of her.
I always think when I watch somebody play dobro, and I think it was Rod Thomason made the joke that, you know, you're playing with a metal block, so you can't always remember because you got a metal block.
It's so true.
Which is the noder of the...
Because you have a metal block.
Yes, it's a metal block, not a mental joke. block.
I like it, yeah. metal block.
And, block. Yes. And it was good to hear Dave doing the percussive fiddle playing in the whole group. That's a great song. I've heard it, you know, probably maybe hundreds of times, not thousands of times. You did it differently than I've heard anybody do it, and I really liked the energy you brought to it, particularly the way the story unfolded as Phil sang it. Smokestack Lightning is the group. I think they have two more songs, if my memory is right. We're doing some instrument changes here.
We do a lot of that.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, now we have three guitars, a ukulele, a mandolin, a bass, and Dave is probably going to go to fiddle. I'm
fiddle.
Guessing still on fiddle.
He's such a hot fiddle player that we need the three guitars.
Yeah.
Back him up.
Yes.
So the next tune, it's actually a set of three tunes. This is an instrumental. It consists of two Irish polkas. Most people think of polkas as being German or Eastern European, and they were actually invented in about 1840 in Czechoslovakia, another Czechoslovakian invention. But it wasn't very long before polkas became widespread, and they became very popular in Ireland at the beginning of the 19th century. So we're going to start out with two polkas, Dennis Murphy's polka and the Scarta Glen. Scarta Glen is actually a small town in Kerry County, Ireland. And we've medleyed that with a tune that is...
You verbed a noun. I like it. You verbed a noun.
Now we have a medley metal block.
Neologism. I love neologism. Yes. It's one of my favorite hobbies. Dick Gossip's Reel. I don't know who Dennis Murphy was, but Dick Gossip was apparently a highwayman, a rapparee, rapparees were sort of vigilante bandits during the Jacobite Revolution at the beginning of the 17th century in England and Ireland. And he became a bandit afterwards, and like many bandits, he was caught and hanged.
I heard so. Dennis and Dick were good buddies, if I know.
That'd be very rapper-esque if that was...
Indeed. So we're going to have William kind of start this one out on the mandolin.
All right, we all ready?
Smokestack Lightning. And Heidi showed remarkable restraint, not calling out dance steps. And,
I did do a little hoot.
We have time for your last song, but also close. So I want to get to that right away, along with our thanks for having you here today. Look for Smokestack Lightning, one E in the whole string, .com, and you'll be able to find them. And Joe mentioned how much he liked the climate change song. He just sent an email. He wanted to know where he could get a copy of that. So we'll have to work on that. We'll have it on Neighborhood Voices for sure. Thanks to all of our guests today, including the U.S. Army Field Band members from the American Reed Collage, our Pittsburgh Concert Society guests, Alana Kalesa from Stemisphere at Carnegie Science Center, and also Betty Cruz talking about the welcoming event that's coming up this Thursday at the Kelly Strayhorn. How would you guys like to close?
Well, this is a song that we think of as a sort of sweet and hopeful song by Diana Jones. It's called Better Times Will Come.
With our thanks to Smokestack Lightning and to you for being here today for the Saturday Light Brigade.
Thanks for having us.
Better times will come. Better days will shine. Long nights be through, and love again be mine. Whoa, dollars to spend, warm winds to blow, children be fed, and good news to know. Times will come.